Hi, I'm John Franke for SearchSAP.com. ASUG recently announced that they will have their first full-time employee, President Steve Strout. This transition means a lot of things for ASUG and its members. To get more information on what we can expect in the coming weeks, SearchSAP.com talked to Rod Masny, former president and now chairman of ASUG's board, Steve Strout, SAP's new president and now its first full-time employee, as well as Stefan Nice, SAP's executive liaison to ASUG. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you for allowing us to speak.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, John.
First off, I know at least one reporter was a little confused with exactly all the position changing and new positions going on. So if...
Who would that be?
No comment. Now, with that confusion in mind, though, could someone go through the details of the recent changes?
Sure. Maybe I should start.
Great.
As a board representative. The ASUG Board of Directors has been evaluating, you know, our strategies, where we're going as an organization over the next 3 to 5 years. And as we look and we've been evaluating where SAP is at positioning themselves in the marketplace, you know, significant growth over the next 5 years, tripling their customer base, you know, moving to the mid-market, moving to the small, medium customer, the volume customer sell, we realized that we were not poised to provide the type of customer service that we needed. We felt that we needed to look at our organization and begin to staff the organization in a way that was going to position us to closely align to our partner and as we move forward. Part of that decision was to reach out and look for a president and CEO to become the day-to-day operational leader of this organization. ASUG being an all-volunteer organization and having used an association management company to execute the day-to-day operations, we believe that we needed to position ourselves with our own full-time person to really move us into the future. And that's why I'm proud to say that we brought on Steve Strout as that person to lead this organization forward.
And what is the time frame looking like for the transition?
Steve is now onboarding. He started the position on August 20th, and he's onboarding and ramping up. And we have challenged him to work over the next 100 days to really help us build the strategic plan for the next 3 years, the strategic plan and roadmap. He's on board and ready to go
and fully engaged.
Stefan, what are SAP's thoughts on the move, and did SAP have any influence on this decision?
I mean, to answer that, the last part of your question, SAP has no influence other than that in my role as being part of the ASUG board, I support it very much, that strategic move. And Rod spoke already about it. We are facing exciting times. With our move into the mid-market, or the extended move into the mid-market. New product is about to launch in a couple of weeks, and with that, getting the ASUG organization ready to support us with hopefully our growth to the 100,000 global customers by 2010. I believe that ASUG's decision to establish a full-time paid CEO with their leadership that Steve can bring to the organization is a great advantage to SAP and our customers.
It's been mentioned a couple times now, with A1S and this new mid-market focus, there's the potential for new members to really be from these smaller and mid-sized companies. Give us a little hint on what kind of stuff ASUG is thinking about doing for these types of members.
Certainly, if I could, this is Rod. We believe that the volume business, the enterprise SOA by design or A1S business, is going to require that we evaluate how we bring community to that business, to those customers. It is a much different model than the large global customers, the mid-market customers that we are serving as an organization today. the volume business or the A1S customer is going to need a different model to support education, to support networking, to support influence. They will need virtual communities that can help support them in their aspirations and journey with the A1S product. And it's our belief that we need to not throw out the baby with the bathwater, if you will, for what we've been doing very successfully with our current members, but we need to really evolve our offerings to that will service them in a very, very different way.
Anything to add to that, Steve?
Well, I think one of the reasons of having a CEO aboard is being able to make decisions quickly and expedite products and services back to that member community, and being able to address that extension of that mid-market in a different way, I think is important for our long-term ability to support those members. Their needs and requirements are potentially a little different, not significantly different, but a little different than our enterprise members and certainly from the Business One members. So having the ability to have this role in place, I think, helps facilitate that.
Just to build also, one of the powerful things that Steve brings to the party is he's walked a mile in customer shoes. He has context. He has knowledge about what it means to implement, live on a day-to-day business with SAP. So he has empathy and understands what customers face on a daily basis. And I think his ability to lead, coupled with his context and knowledge about SAP, is just a powerful combination for us as an organization. You know, guys like me are doing it part-time. I'm a volunteer. Steve can really bring his skills and capabilities to the party to really enhance our offering, enhance our membership, enhance our services, not only to benefit the A1S folks, but also our larger membership, you know, that we have today.
Yeah, and I think there's another aspect which we need to put a little bit more focus on, and this is which role does the broad SAP partner community play? Not only our implementation partners, but also the channel partners. And it's not just about A1S, it's overall about our mid-market and small business strategy. So products like Business One and All-in-One continue to play a very important role. And in that engagement, our partners have a different task to fulfill than we have it in the large enterprise business. And that's an area where ASAP still need to figure out how they're going to play and how they're going to take advantage of that community.
And that's an interesting point, Stefan. Does anyone have any initial ideas on that?
Well, we are going through the process right at the moment of evaluating and talking to the partners on how we can improve their membership benefits and add and increase the value of ASUG. So we're going through that process right now, but we don't have any outputs from that.
Now, to move away a little bit from the SMB focus, can you give us a hint of what's to come in the first 100 days here, Steve?
Well, my first 100 days is to take a look at what are the products and services and what's that portfolio look like, and making sure that we're providing the most appropriate things to the members. And we're finishing up a member needs survey, so to actually, you know, take a look at what they're saying and making sure that what we're providing is what they are wanting and needing. And also taking a look at, you know, that whole membership ecosystem, again, back into the partners and making sure that we're supporting them in a positive way. And taking a look at what our capabilities are and preparing for this phenomenal growth that SAP is going through and making sure that we are capable of supporting that and making sure that we're helping support those members, especially those new members, in new and exciting ways.
While at the same time, I think we also know that there is an opportunity with the current SAP customer base already. So even from, you know, traditional Business Suite customers, and all-in-one customers, while ASUG is representing a large portion of those in the North American market, there is still an opportunity to get to become to more membership with those customers as well. So that's certainly a task as we are tackling the next 100 days as well.
Is there anything you're seeing that members are requesting that maybe ASUG hasn't provided and that members can look forward to seeing in the future?
ASUG has been on a journey to develop a new product development process, with the outcome being new products and services. We have quite a pipeline of potential offerings that are all based on, pinch points or pressure points that members feel every day around, how do I get more out of SAP? How do I network better? How can I be a better advocate for new and improved capabilities within SAP? One of the common themes that we've come across is how do customers engage the right ecosystem partners in the form of consulting or contracting, and there is a real market for helping make that much more efficient, and certainly that's one of the areas where we're focused on. Benchmarking is another area where we believe there are enhanced value-added services in the benchmarking area above and beyond the free services that we're offering to our members for benchmark analysis. So there's a lot of capability, and one of the challenges that I believe the board has put in front of Steve is how can we accelerate the learning, accelerate the pipeline, get more products into the pipeline and get them out faster. Certainly there's real value to the membership, which ultimately turns into value to the organization as a whole.
Now, of course, we've heard all the positives of having a full-time president for ASUG. What do you see as some of the potential negatives that ASUG has to watch out for?
I think just from a board perspective, and I think from all perspectives, SAP are a very valued partner at ASUG headquarters who runs the day-to-day operation. And board members, just like you're confused, I think we have an opportunity to make sure that we're clarifying for all the constituents in that it's not even a triad anymore. It's a four-way way of work, four different ways of working, making sure there's clarity in roles, clarity in governance, and then communicating all that information to volunteers and membership is one of the challenges that I believe we face as an organization. And Steve, I don't know if you have anything to build on that, but certainly those are the areas of concern that I have at the moment.
Yeah, I think having been an SAP user and running an SAP environment, global environment for 5 years helps me have context, and ensuring that as time goes on and I'm not in that day-to-day anymore, having that context with what the SAP landscape looks like and from a user perspective, I want to make sure that I continue to partner with our members so that I have an understanding of what that context is on a regular basis. Because from my standpoint, that's one of the things that I would be worried about is this is, we're bringing in professional management, and that's really great, but making sure that there's still that tie back into the memberships so that I feel and can empathize with their pains in influencing SAP continually, ensuring that we're sharing best practices and continually build that networking environment. I would want to make sure that I'm in touch with those members on a regular basis, as well as our volunteers. I mean, let's face it, they are very passionate about what they do and have done a phenomenal job, and I want to make sure that I don't get in their way of continuing on doing what they've done and done very, very well, And I want to make sure that there's that common and consistent methodology of bringing those member ideas and thoughts up into the organization on a day-to-day operational level.
And now that we have the first full-time ASUG employee, can we expect more in the future?
I think there's certainly the opportunity to take a look at that as time goes on and we come out of the first 100 days and take a look at what our capabilities are and how the organization needs to be adjusted, if at all, to build on the capabilities so that we can extend the footprint over the next 3 years as SAP continues to grow. We're potentially going to have to look at other skill sets, et cetera. Anything's a possibility.
To build on what Steve said, it's important to recognize that every organization has strengths, weaknesses. You know, there are opportunities that we can exploit, and there are threats in the market. And we need to leverage our strengths as we know them today, and we certainly need to apply appropriate resources where we have weaknesses. And that's, you know, that's the fact in every organization. I don't care if it's an association, or a corporate America. So everything's, from my perspective, is on the table, and we're looking to Steve to really recommend how we move forward as an organization. So that's important, and you know, things like new product development and membership and areas where we have significant opportunities. We want to make sure that we have the right resourcing to get those things done.
And that does it for this edition of SearchSAP.com's podcast series on the transitions going on at ASUG. Until next time, I'm John Franke. Thanks for listening.